Masechet Beitza Daf Tet Zayin. We start right at the bottom of Tet Vavamud Bet, the very last lines. So Tani Rav Tachlifa. So we learned that Rav Tachlifa taught us, and he's the Achua de Rabbanai Chozai. He's the brother of obviously a famous rabbi from Chozai. And this is as follows. Starting Tet Zayin Amud. Kol Mizanotah. That's why I sent out in the Daf Yomi group this morning. I said you're going to look at today's Daf. Mamash in Yana de Yom. Kol Mizanotav Shel Adam. Tzuvim lo Mirosh Hashana Vaad Yom HaKippurim. Okay, the spoiler is that the Haggadah Bach takes out Ad Yom HaKippurim and says, Tzuvim lo Mirosh Hashana Ad Rosh Hashana. Okay? So going to the Bach, a person's Mizanot, all his food, and what are you going to spend? Look at Rashi. Kol Mashatid Yistakeh B'Shana. Everything's going to earn the following year. Shein Yizob is going to eat off them. Katsuvlo, it's all been decided. Kach v'kach yistakev. This is what you're going to get for the coming year. This is your money that you're going to have. Listen, but good advice, Rashi says that as a result of that, because it's limited, v'yeshlo lizaher milasot yitzia meruba. One shouldn't waste money. Shlo yosifulo schar lemezonot, because you want to get more food for food, more money for food. In other words, you've been given allocated, let's say, $1 million. And $1 million, you've got to do everything, including eat. And if you spend the money in the wrong place, you have money for food. Ela mashe paskul, the other one you get. Other than chutz mi, chutzot shabbatot, chutzot yom tov. Other than what you're going to spend for yontif and Shabbos and yontif. There's a gaot of my Rav Ranchburg over here, where he quotes a midrash. He says, in midrash Rav, perek emor, pashat emor, it says there, includes Rosh Chodesh as well. Shabbos, yontif, and Rosh Chodesh. And he says over there, Vashas lo iskiru ulai kulo. Why didn't the Shas mention the midrash the Rosh Chodesh? He says maybe kalelu b'hotzot yom tov Rosh Chodesh ikri moed. Rosh Chodesh is called the moed, so maybe the Shas assuming that Rosh Chodesh is included in the yom tov. But interesting that your Shabbos yom tov and Rosh Chodesh spending, like I said this morning, extraterritorial, not included in your budget. That comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Surprised that
Tumot
isn't included in.
Not included, but I would imagine that your tzedakah is included because you're meant to give 10% of whatever you earn. So God gives you enough to give 10% of whatever you earn. And after you're given 10% of whatever you earn, you're going to have the money there. Just by the way, it's amazing. So it's one of the places where the Gemara said you can test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I saw there was a running around on LinkedIn before Rosh Hashanah. There was some guy, I think it was a Chabadnik business consultant, and he put it went to the challenge. He said, I'll give you challenge you now. He says, Lubavitch Rebbe used to tell guys, every Rosh Hashanah, make a declaration, bequeath an extra amount of money you're going to give to a certain tzedakah, and much more than you gave last year, and test God. He says, you want to earn a lot of money? That's the way to do it. Erev Rosh Hashanah, phone up your charity, he says, and tell them now you're giving, you gave $10,000 last year, you're giving $120,000 this year. Okay? So then you can test God.
Look what it says in the Gemara. It says, Imosif Mosifim.
No. This is only about Shabbos and Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh. According to the Ranch book. So it says, Hotzot v'shabbatot, v'hotzot yom tov, v'hotzot banav le'talmud Torah. And paying for his sons. Notice here, there's not a mistake. Right? Le'talmud Torah. She'im pichet pochatin lo. If you spend less on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, on Rosh Chodesh, and Talmud Torah, you want to skimp. You say you can't afford to send your children to Jewish schools. Okay? You know, then it's coming off there. You're going to have to take off less. V'imosif, and if you added more, mosifin lo. This is outside the budget. This is not part of the budget. So I'm Rabbi Abahu Makra. So Rabbi Abahu says, where's the pasuk? It's all very nice that Rav Tachlifa, Achud Rabbanei Chozai tells us, what's it? Where's the pasuk? So Makra Rashi, shekovtzin mezonot b'Rosh Hashanah. Shekovtzin mezonot b'Rosh Hashanah. Where's he want to know? Where's it decided? That Rosh Hashanah is when you get the money allocated. He says, where's the camera? Here's a pasuk. Tiku b'chodesh shofar. Blow the shofar. Bekese le'yom chageinu. The Mishnah Shas collects it, right, from Kisei, from Bekese. Right? So, ezu chag shachodesh mitkase, which is the month that the chodesh is covered, because we know that all other months, like Rashi points out here, the other chagim, already they're in the middle of the month, and therefore you can already see the sun in the moon in most places, because we're a full moon by the 15th of the month. Pesach on the 15th, Sukkot on the 15th. Right, Shavuot's already, and Shavuot is Vav Zayin, so it's already like you can already see that. Havomer is Rosh Hashanah. And on Rosh Hashanah, what does it say? It says, Ki Chok li Yisraelu, Mishpat la Yaakov. What is Chok? So my mashbid high chok, what do we mean to say that it's a chok? So normally we translate the word chok as a statute. So the Gemara says no. Chok, my mashbid high chok lishna de bezoni. Where do we know that chok means money? Right? That it means food and money, etc. It says dichliv, dichtiv, because he mitzrayim. It says he mitzrayim with regards to the goisha priests. It says, look, rakad malakoanim lo kana. Only the priests, the land of the priests, fair never bought. Ki chok lekoanim me'et paro. What is that? Va'achlu et chukam. They ate their chukam. So chukam ya means a stipend. It means like a handout. It means what was given from Pharaoh. So havdil. It's chok Yisraelu. This is the month when the chok is given to Amishal. Their stipend is decided. Right? Tichti v'achlu et chukam asher natan paro. Okay. So that is the first answer. Rabbi, you asked the question, right? The Gemara answer. The second answer is Marzutra Amar Miach is going different for different pasuk. He says Atrifeni Lechem Chuki. So Atrifeni Lechem Chuki. What does it mean Atrifeni Lechem Chuki? Pasuk Yaseh Shavu Dvar Kedar Nechok Reish VeOsher Al Titen Li Atrifeni Lechem Chuki. So he says Lechem Chuki Aviya is referring to it goes with lechem, it goes with money, etc. It's all the same idea. Gemara in the bright. Tanya, Amru alav Hashamay Hazakein. Now we've seen this Gemara before. I was talking Masechet Shabbos. It says Kol Yamav Ayah Ochel Lichvot Shabbat. Every his whole life he always eat in Lichvot Shabbos. Matzah Behem in Naa. If he found the last animal, he's in a Shabbos. This is for Shabbos. Matzah Achet Lichvot in Nasa one. Hemenu Menech Lashniya Vochel Rishnai. He puts it back and eats the better one. Aval Hilal Hazakein. Midah Achet Atalia. Different midah. Shekol Maasav L'Shem Shamay. Everything he did was L'shem Shamayim. Right? Rashi says over here, there's no Rashi on that. Say, right, Boteach, Shetizdamen lo Na'el Shabbos. Here, Emunah, they always get the best one for Shabbos. Shneimar, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. And the pasuk of the Baruch Hashem Yom Yom is Yom Yom Ya'amos Lanu. The pasuk is Baruch Hashem, not we say Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, bless Hashem every single day. The pasuk actually is Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Ya'amos Lanu. Al Yedei, where's the pasuk here? Ilom Yemosu Ha'el Yeshua Tenu Sela. So that's a pasuk in Tehillim, which is Baruch Hashem, Baruch Adonai, Yom Yom Ya'amos Lanu. Every single day he takes upon himself our burdens. Ha'el Yeshua Tenu Sela. Right? That means, Tanya Melachi, Beit Shama, or Machar. So the Gemara gives a couple of examples over here about Beit Shama. So it's Beit Shama, or Mechad Shabach, L'Shavtach. Right? Mechad, from the first one, right? From the first Shabbat, your first Shabbos, right? And it was the first day of the week. Prepare for the rest of the week. Mechad Shabbat l'Shabbatach. Look at Rashi over here. Mechad b'Shabbat Shechem, your first day. Ten libcha l'Shabbat haba. Give you a really start thinking about next Shabbos. From Sunday. He'll all mean Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. That we saw. Kesam Rav Chama Bar Bichanina. Hanotein matan l'chaveiro. Now we go new another locha. Now we changing gear over here. Just by the way, I saw a nice vort on the Ben Yehoyada. Where he says over there that don't think that, you know, we consider that Hillel had a midah acheret. What? Shammai never did midah. And Hillel never did the midah of Shammai. But it was, I think it's more like where they put their focus on. Okay. So now the Gemara is like this. Tanya miyachi Amr Rabbi Chanina. If you give your friend a gift, ain't tzarich lo, do you have to tell him? Right? What do you mean, ain't tzarich lo, dear lo? Lomar, to go and actually say to him, says Rashi, why not? Shlo yezeh yoshevu tohem mehechan ba'elav davar zeh. He starts to worry now. Where's it coming from? What's coming? What's happening? And how do we know you have to tell him what your gift is? K'shenemar u'moshe lo yada kikrano panav. And now for the man even you, there's a statue like that. They made like horns because they said Kerin, or they've got Karnaim horns. There's some person like that.
That's in Rome.
Oh, the statue like that. I've seen it. Right, because it was of horns. But really, Karan or means that the sun, that like light beams were coming out of his head. So he put a cover over his head. He put a masveh on because the Amishal could see him. She never knew that he had this, right? So the Gemara says, Gemara's a kasha. So there, so the weird thing, because he never knew. So the Rashi says, Amen atarok lesh baruch hu kiron or panim, velo hodiyo, never told him. Right? So the Gemara says, Meiti vas a kasha, ladad ki ani Hashem ekadeshchem. Right, look at Rashi here. Rashi Nekra, the pasuk over here. The pasuk says like this. It says, Vata debre b'nei shor emor, achet shaltat yishmoru, ki oti b'ni b'nechem, drachem, redar, ki ani ashe b'kal ishchem. He says, tell Rami Shalom, and give them the gift of Shabbos. So Malkus Baruch Moshe, Moshe Matnat Tova, is to be back in Bebel Knazim, my storehouse. I've got this beautiful gift. The Shabbat Shema, it's called Shabbos. When you have a cash lead, I'm going to give it to Israel. Lech v'hodiotam. Go and tell them. Mikala Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, no 10 patlet tinok, tzrich lehodia imo. Therefore, on this based on this halacha, on this story here, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said, if you're giving a kid bread, you got to tell his mother. So what do you mean that you have to give him a gift? Rashi says here, lasot lo siman, ot. If you're eating the bread beforehand, you'll see some sort of marking on his face. Say, who did that? You say, oh, the guy gave me bread. So what do you mean? I have to tell the person. Yeah, we see that Hashem told Moshe he's going to give him Shabbos. So what's the look, Hashem? Nice to you. It all depends whether it's a matana da'avid li gluye or not. Right? Look at Rashi. Kagon kiron panim de Moshe shehodiu aroin. The people who saw it told him that he had it. So therefore, Lord Trichalotel, Lord Dio, you have to tell him, oh, but they want to say, wait a second, but it doesn't work well. Because Shabbos, now we might not have illegal, yeah, we don't know about Shabbos. You can't hide Shabbos. See, we don't know about Shabbos. So Shabbos is basically the same thing. Then how come with Shabbos, you had to tell him, if he was going to have illegal, he said, Matan Schara lo have illegal, yeah. The Schar wasn't going to be revealed. That was only for Am Yisrael. The Schar wasn't part of the, of the, that was unique, that was secret, that was only between us. Rest of Shabbos wasn't a problem. Amar Mar. Mikal Rav Shimon Gamliel, but the Gemara now discusses what we just said a second ago, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And you give a kid the food, you go to tell his mother. Someone says, my Avid Le, what are you meant to do? So he says, Shai Flei Mishcha, put some sort of like cream, smudge something on his face or something. Umale Le Kochlen, like you know that like blue stuff in the eyes. Do something, make some sort of sign on the kid. The Gemara says, wait a second. V'haidne dechashin l'kshafi, but now how's it going to work? These days, the Gemara says, now that we're scared of witchcraft, if a kid comes home and they see he's got like blue in his eyes or something, the mother will think that he's been bewitched. So now, by now, what do you do? How do you let the mother know now? So, Amar Papa, Shai Flei Meoto Amin. If you fed him, I don't know, if you gave him a muffin, so smear some muffin on him. If you fed him ice cream, put some ice cream on him. And the mother will understand that you gave what you gave. Amar Yochai, Misha, Mishimen Yochai, Kom, Mitzvot, Shnatan, Neemakash, Baruch Hu, Yisrael. When it came to all the mitzvah Hashem gave Mishael, gave him in public, chutz mi Shabbos, other than Shabbos, Natan him b'tzini, gave him privately, shneemar, b'ni uvein b'nei Yisrael otil olam, it's between me and Am Yisrael, a sign forever. Right, b'ni uvein Am Yisrael, put in between, there was that one second. Iachi, lo la'an shenochim ala. If it's so secretive, how can you hold the goyim responsible for that? How can they be punished for not keeping Shabbos? Right? The goyim says, no, Shabbat, uya odienu. He told that the goyim about Shabbos. They didn't want Shabbos. Matan schara lo odienu. We didn't talk about the schar for keeping Shabbos. So the goyim knew about Shabbos. That's why they get punished for, because they didn't want Shabbos when Hashem gave them Shabbos, right? But the schar they never knew. Another answer is even matan schara nami odienu. Even the schar they knew. However, the neshama yetaira lo odienu. He never talked about this extra neshama yetaira. That was the secret. So what's the Beni Vencha was either the Schar, between me, us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the secret deal, or maybe including the Neshama Yetaira. The Amar Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, Resh Lakish is like this, Neshama Yetaira HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kadam Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, we get an extra Neshama. But Amot HaShabbos, don't you know time in it, and Ofer Shabbos takes it away. Shneemar Shabbat Vayin Nafash. Right, so what does he say there? Shabbat Vayin Nafash. It says, "Beini umayim b'nei shot l'am kishu b'asla shevet ha'shamayim b'et aritz u'v'yom ha'shvi'i shavat v'yinafash." It says, what does it mean v'yinafash? Look at Rashi over here. Skip to Rashi. Neshama yetairi says, rochav lev. Look at what Rashi says over here. Interesting. Rashi explains an extra neshama. It says, rochav lev gives you like a wider spirit. L'menucha u'l'simcha. To be more relaxed and to be happy. B'liot patuach l'ravcha. Right, in other words, less stressed and less bothered, and you can enjoy Shabbos much more. V'yochal v'yishteh, and you'll eat and you can drink. V'ein nafsho katzalav, nothing bothers you. Okay, that's a message. Shabbos is meant to be a time when you relax, you lay back, you enjoy the day, you make the most of it, you eat and you drink and you make the most of Shabbos. And therefore, kevan sheshavat, right? Now you say, Vai avda nefesh. That's vayinafash. Vayinafash. He's, why? Oy, vavoy, I've lost my neshoma, my extra nefesh. I've lost my nefesh. That's vayinafash. That's what it means. Now, I used to always think that, I remember I learned this Gemara in Yeshiva. I said that on Shabbos you don't get fat. Because you go to neshama yetaira, and therefore the Hashemet, what's the neshama yetaira for? Rochav lev, dimnucha, lusimcha, liot patuach, lucha, v'yochav v'yishteh. That's why you go to neshama yetaira, so you can eat more. So if you've got neshama yetar to eat more, then obviously neshama yetar has to take the extra food. You can't get fat on Shabbos. No, but like an old day doesn't work so well. But anyhow, that was always my vote. Now, I always used to think that that was pshat. I still think it's a pshat in a sense. I don't know. I looked it up. Couldn't find anybody who supported me on that. But that's what I used to. I don't know. I must have heard it somewhere. Okay. Okay. Adam tafshil erev yom tov. Now we go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you make this tafshil, this eruv tafshilin. Right. Amar Abaye lo shan le tafshil avar patlo. You actually make a food, a meal, like a roast, like a cooked food, not bread. So the Gemara says, "My shna patelo, why not bread?" So the Gemara says, "Posh ilam ilam midi de melafat melefet beinan." If you need something that you do the lapetra part, that you actually use something that you're gonna, you know, like when you lagev, you know, with hummus. So if you got the bread, we're gonna do bread with bread. You gotta have hummus to lagev properly, right? So maybe it's lapet. Look at Rashi. You're going to make something extra special that you don't have during the every day of the week, especially for Shabbos. Ufat lo miliften. Fat isn't part of that. Look, Rashi, hilchach lo mucha milta. It's not specific. It doesn't stand out. Shabbachol yom yesh lech. We don't got bread in the house. Well, so I don't understand. But vahadaisa namid lo miliften. But porridge as well. Porridge doesn't, you can't like do that for. Amrav Zari, Hani Bavad Tapshai. And how do we know that? Because Rabbi Zari said, look, Hani Bav Light Tipshai, these stupid Babylonians, they eat bread with bread. And on the other hand, Amrav Yechul Bav Zachar, Mishmeid Abaya, see Abaya's name, Ma'arvin, but Daisa, you can use Daisa to make up your mind. If it's something lilapet, and then bread doesn't bring bread, and we know the proof, but how come Daisa also doesn't do it? And yet, Bryce, we can do it. The Gemara says, you know why? Because you want something that's not regular, that's not a common day occurrence. Bread you every day, dice you have every single day. You really get an understanding that the different approaches in the Gemara to how we live today, right? Dice you have every single day. Is Ikadami, the Gemara's got a different version of this. Ikadami, Amri Abaya, Lo Shan Le Tavshil Avalo Pat. Same thing, yeah, he says, Tavshil not Pat. So my time, why not? Someone says, "Ilay medibin lo shachiach." Maybe you need something that's not frequent, that's not irregular, that's not common. Upatshchem patishchicha, but v'adaisa lo shchicha. On the other hand, daisa isn't shachiach; it's not common. V'amar ruchim bezecharim mishmeid abaya and marvin bedaisa. Another dimud over here that yeah we seem to say that abaya says you can't use daisa. Someone says the elamid de melafet, but you know we said the melapet upat lo melafta. This version of the Gemara says neither pat nor bread or melafta, and therefore this version says you can't use pat or porridge, right? And that seems to be the halacha one like it. Although we said you can make an erev tafshilin though with like we use bread and egg or something, but maybe really we're relying there on Behilel, so you only have to have one food, and therefore the egg is good enough, and the bread's just like an extra. I don't know. Now, see to the extent that Chan were makil on the notion of his erev tafshilin. Then he says over here, Rabbi Zair says, Tani Rabbi Chia. Chia says like this. Adashim, right? Lentils. Shebeshule keder. Then it was the leftover lentils from your pot that you cooked on erev Shabbos. Somech alehen mishum erev tafshilin. Then, shebeshule keder. Look at Rashi there. Shenisharu below mit kavod. You didn't even want to use it. You didn't even intend to make an erev tafshilin out of it. And now you've got these lentils you cook in your pot, or beans, whatever the case is, you think, ah, you know what? I can make an erev tafshilin from that. He says, but however, says Rabbi Chia, v'hani midi eat by a kazayit, at least there has to be a kazayit there. If you've got a kazayit of that, you can make erev tafshilin already. So Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, shamnunit shal gabe asakit, even the fat on the fork. Gora raw, you can scratch it off, scrape it off. Look at Rashi, erev yon, we're talking about. V'somecha, eat by erev tafshilin. So you don't have to make anything fancy. As long as it's a tafshil, and we know there's a hekaira that it's for erev tafshil. And again, he says, "Have you had any kazayit?" As long as it's a kazayit. So Amar Asi Yamarav Dagim Ketanin Meluchim. He says a different din along the way here. He says these little salty fish. Like, I mean, like sardines, or like even smaller little salty fish. Ein bahem mishum bishulei nochrim. If a goy cooks it. It's not called Bishul or Nochri. Why? Good Rashi over here. Yeah? The third last narrow lines of Rashi. And maybe Mishum Bishul Nochri. Shegazru Chachamim be Bishul Nochri Mishum Chatanut. Why did Chachamim say you can't have goyim cooking your food? They're marrying their daughters. Val Shenechal Kamoshu Chai, and things that you could eat live. which raw, not lab, raw, which didn't need to be cooked. The cooking is not called cooking. So if a goy cooks something you would normally, like carrots, for example, if you eat carrots raw, and now a goy cooks carrots, then according to this, what would it be called? Bishulaku. Because you can eat the carrots raw, so the cooking is of now your real use. Lo gazra bishulor, the heaven shnecha kumo shucha, it's an eat raw and a bishul. The lo ma'animi doesn't help you at all. The elu nechalila, the day malchan chayim. The elu nechalila, the malchan, and you can each eat, you salt them, you eat them, you eat them raw. So therefore, if a goy cooks, it's not cooking. And I'm Rav Yosef. Im tzala nochri, and if a goy roasted them, somech aleihem a goy Yisrael mishum erev tafshirin. You can use the erev tafshirin. Look at Rashi. Somech Yisrael aleihem, the very second last word of Rashi, right at the end there. The hasharu b'achira, because since you're allowed to eat them, you can use the erev tafshirin. The goy cooked them, and therefore the bishul isn't really doesn't bother us. You can use them. I'm Rav Yosef. Mishum ve'i avdinu nochri kased dahar sana. But if the Gnochri made this kasid the harsana, that's really a bigger spiel. That's metugan, beshuman, karvei dagim, ubekemach, it's got flour involved, right? Fried in flour, then it's asur. Why look at Rashi, the very last line of Rashi, the kemach ain't nechal kemoshucha, because kemach, you can't eat kemach raw. Tichach, yesh mishum bishul nochrim. Yeah, it's really called bishul nochrim, it's bishlakum, and then you can't use it to make eftafshinin. Right, the Gemara says, Pshita, where's the chilush? I don't understand, what are you telling me? That a goy cooks something in flour, he fries it in flour and fish oil, etc. They tell me you can't. Pasu, that is bishul ochrim. The Gemara says, no. Is a chilush here, why? Mahu de taima, what would you have thought? Then harsin ikar. Right, look at Rashi, the shuman adagin, the fish oil. That might be the ikar, the fat, the fish fat. Not, no, it's okay. Just close the door, please, just for the air conditioner, please. He says, the house in Ikar, Kamash Milan, Kimcha Ikar. That Kamash Milan, that Kimcha Ikar. It's the flower that's the Ikar, and therefore you can't. I'm Erev Tavshilin, Shechin Kazai. Although it says like this, Erev Tavshilin needs a Kazai. It's a question that Ibaila, you Kazai Lechad Kulan, or deal with Kazai to call Lechad Vechad. Here's a question, right? Is it one Kazai? Let's say that you're making Erev Tavshilin. You've got 20 people at home for Yantar. And you're making an Erev Tavshilin so you can cook four of them. Do you have to have a Tavshil for each of the 20 people? Or can you have one Tavshil for everybody? That's his question. Right, says Toshma, Luna Breita. Amarav, Yabba, Amarav. Erev Tavshilin, Tzachin Kazayit, Bein Echad, Bein Lemeya. Ask the question, Bein Echad, Bein Lemeya. Interesting, look at the Tosfot there quickly on the Daf, the first Tosfot. It says, V'gimel dinim yesh b'hilchot eruv. There are three dinim. Remember, the three types of eruv. There's eruv chatzairot, eruv tchumin, and eruv bishul. Eruv tafshilin. Three types of eruv, right? It says like this, V'gimel dinim yesh b'hilchot eruv. Eruv tchumin tzarech shtei sudot l'kol echad. When it comes to eruv tchumin, you have to have two sudas for everybody. Hachi basi gredi v'eruv, second eruv. Eruv chatzairot, shechin kegroger l'kol echad. It's kegroger for everybody. Remember, they go around and everybody put their into the bucket. Remember, we don't think Erevin. The Echad, Vahachi Masik, Behedia, Behrevin, and again there. And Achi Yeshtai Sudot, Vim Yesha Mazon, Shtai Sudot, Elo Tarik Yotir, Vafilu Mea Yechon Nismochalav. So there it just needs two, and everyone can. So Vahachi Masik, Behedia, Behrevin, Achi Yeshtai Sudot, Vim Yesha Mazon, Shtai Sudot, Elo Tarik Yotir, Vafilu Mea Yechon Nismochalav. And Erevet Tavshilin, Behnecha, Behnemea, Elo Tarik El Kazai, the call Min Vamin. Okay, so it's just different deal over there. Good look at it. Okay, good work on Tanan. So now, the Gemara is a kasha over here on what Rav Abba said. Because Rav Abba said over here, you have to have a kazait, right? Chechin kazait, bedecha, bedeme. So it says, Tanan, achlu, or she'avar. We learned in our Mishnah, if you ate or you lost the Eruv before Yontav, or Eruv Yontav that you ate before you started cooking, lo yivashel ala b'tchila, then you can't use it to cook on Yontav. That's what our Mishnah said. However, shiarim in the kolshu, something from the eruv tavshilin. So bechalav b'shabbat. So now the Gemara says, my kolshu, lav afagav the leker kazait. Kolshu means a little amount. Even it's not a kazait. So how are you telling me you have to have a kazait? The Mishnah was pretty clear. If something was left over from the original eruv tavshilin, can you rely on the eruv tavshilin to cook for from Yontif to Shabbos? You never say kazait. The Gemara says, Lord, eat that kazait. Now we have to be talking about whether it is a kazait. And the Gemara seems to imply that that's also the brighter, because the very second line of Rashi top there. Kikar shalem karilei koshu. In relation to a whole loaf of bread, it's called a koshu. But at least you still have to have a minimum of a kazayit. Okay, the Gemara now quotes a brayta for another kasha. Toshma, tavshil ze, right? This tavshil, good Rashi over here, tavshil ze shel eruv, that we're talking about, tzali vafilu kavush, so either have it roasted, or kavush, kavush is like pickled, says Rashi, b'chometz b'chadal, in vinegar, in mustard, or b'nei yoko vegetables, or shaluk, shaluk mevushal harbeh mor, very like cooked, like boiled, or mevushal, or kil chato, like the shirin lakushim, v'kulia sa'aspanin, these are like very small fishes, Rashi dag maliachu, v'rach v'nechal kabo shuchai, again they're eaten raw, there's not really love chamin, you put a bit of hot water on it, v'zeh b'shalom, that's enough. Now Masechet Shabbos, she'edachto, zui gemar melachto, the pouring of hot water is what cooks it, right, that's really good enough. שנתן לבעי חיימים יום טוב, תחילתו וסופו אין לו שיעור. And we see that we can use this kuliasa aspinan as your Eruv Tavshirin. And there's never got a shiur of a kazayit, never got enough. So מה עליו אין לו שיעור כלל? It hasn't even got a shiur of a kazayit, because it's low. אין לו שיעור למעלה, when we say אין לו שיעור, it hasn't got an upper shiur. אבל יש שיעור למטה, it's got a minimum shiur, right? And that minimum shiur at the end of the day, Rashi says, lo yivchot mi kazayit. There is the kazayit. So we try to kashi again there on Rabbi Abba Amarav. It didn't work. So Rabbi Amarav, Eruv Tavshilin, Shechin Da'at. So when it comes to making Eruv Tavshilin, you have to have Da'at. What does it mean, Da'at? You have to have knowledge. Look at Rashi. She'edu sh'lishem kach nasu. He has to know, I'm making this l'shem Eruv Tavshilin. It's a bit of a story we learned about using over the shulaim of the lentils. I suppose once you decided that you're now going to use the leftovers, that is considered da'at. Now look at Rashi here. Shirush lehen da'at. V'rav huna lo piresh da'at. Alright? So Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Right of Shirin Chachin da'at. So he says over here, Rav Huna lo piresh da'at. Didn't explain what he means when he says da'at. Alright? Da'at me, sorry. Who's da'at? Right? Is it da'at to the person making the eruv, or to other people that are using or relying on the eruv? ופשינן לא אנן ואמינן אה ודאי פשיטה להנדחי אמר אבונה צריכים דעת דעתו דמניח מי הבאי דאי הוא עדיף שעושה להם שם כך מי הוא מבאי להן דעת מי שהן יכול לצורכו he says the guy do putting it down כגון דעשהו זה לצורך חברו כלום צריך שימלך בו תחיל לעשות הפיו you can make you knew the guy making the arrest of that but the people who rely on it don't even know about it so what says פשיטה דעת מניח בעינן דעת מי שניחו לא, לא בעינן. Maybe, רק נעשה תוש מהדבו, לשמוע מערבך כולו נהרדה. בשיא אביה. That Shmuel's father, he made an eruv for the whole of נהרדה. רבי עמי, רבי עשי, מערבו הכולו תבריה, מערבו הכולו תבריה. Okay, so that's the Gemara's question. Do you don't? It seems from here, you don't. And I think today it's quite common, right? The Rav of the town often makes an eruv tafshilin for the people in the town who didn't make an eruv. Okay, wait till we get to the end of the Gemara. It's interesting, bit of a spin over here now. Okay. Machrij Rabbi Yaakov Ba'idi. A declaration. Mi shelo hiniach eruvei tavshilin yavo v'yismoch al sheli. You can rely on mine. So we said, nuvad kama. How far can you go? What, can you make an eruv for the whole world? Can you say, I make an eruv for every single Jew in the world is yotzeh my eruv? So we said, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Zachari Mishmei Dabaya ad tchum Shabbat. As far, it was in Apayim Amma. Okay, so in Apayim Amma, the tchum Shabbat. Rashi says, ולעומדים חוץ לתחום, לא היה דעתו של מניח עליהם, ולא עלו על ליבו לזוכרן. If you outside the Eruv, he didn't intend for it. If anybody who was impossible to arrive at him and be his guest, I suppose, he included, or could maybe invite him, and he would be their guest, he included them in the thing now, is it a tchum with an extra tchum? In other words, did you make the Eruv, did you double it up to 4,000 amas? Or only the 2,000 amas? Maybe within the whole 4,000 amas, you could have put an Eruv before Shabbos, and walked further. I don't know if it's up to the Tchum, or at Tchum Shabbos, the first Tchum, or the second Tchum. I don't know. Okay. So there was this blind guy that his expertise was to organize Mishnayot or Brightas in front of Mashmur. Now, just for sake of disclosure, you see here, this is the Kameh Demar Shmuel. If you look yesterday, we had the story as well yesterday, with the pritzut of the avadim, was it 2 days ago, 2 days ago, we had there also it was with our papa Iklin Bay Mar Shmuel. So the Steinsaltz says that this Mar Shmuel is not Shmuel that we're speaking about. He says, Mar Shmuel is a later Amore, he was from a family of Resh Galuta, and etc., etc., and therefore he was one of the rich guys in Babel, etc. I don't know. I can't argue with him, but in all my, I'm not convinced, but anyhow, that's a different person. I don't know. Okay. I can argue with Steinzel, that's for sure. So it says like this. So he says to him, so now he was pretty upset. So Marle, so Mar Shmuel said to this blind guy, my tzivat, why you say it? Amarle, the law or TV, everybody. So he said, no, this guy fell like I'm going to smoke a didi, you can rely on mine. Okay, because we saw here that Shmuel made a whole thing. See, and Rashi says that Toshma da avur Shmuel ma'ariv akurin aharda. That Shmuel's father, that's clearly the real Shmuel that we know. Rather than Shmuel, avur de Shmuel is avur de Shmuel, not avur de Mar Shmuel. Yeah, we're talking about Mar Shmuel. He says he made it. It seemed to me like the Gemara about the same thing. That it was a minhag from his father to make an eruv for the whole town of the Harda. Also came from the Harda. So I don't know. But anyhow, that's what they say. Lashana Chazia da hu, that's it. Another year passed. Right, next year, Rosh Hashanah Gaim arrives. And he's seeing there, Rashi says, yeah, but Rosh Hashanah Ayah, She'en Yachol Aniach Nat Not. Rosh Hashanah, he couldn't make it too late. So Amar Lei, suppose if it was 2 days Yom Tov, that's what Rashi's saying at Rosh Hashanah. If it was a regular Yom Tov Shel Galuyot, so he could make an Erev on Tanai, remember? We said, because it would be Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So on Thursday, he could say, I'm making an Erev. If today is Yom Tov, then nothing happened. And then the next day, and if it's not Yom Tov, then today's Chol, and I'm making Erev for Shabbos. And tomorrow on Friday, come again, he'd say, if yesterday was Yom Tov, then today's Chol, I can make an Erev. And if yesterday was Chol, and today's Yom Tov, then I'm already an Erev from yesterday. And therefore, I can cook on Friday for Shabbos. But Rosh Hashanah, you can't do that, because if it says Yom HaRichter, it's the same Kodesh, we can't do it from one day to the next. So he couldn't do it, so he was stuck. Right? So he says to him, again, Amarlei, Amaya Tziva, why you said Amarlei, the Lord to be the Rav Tashiri, he made Rav Tashiri. So now he says to him, Rav Shmashmo, he says to him, Amarlei, Poshaya at. He says, now you're a Poshaya. You don't make a mistake once. Last year you made a Rav Tashiri, and I can forgive you for last year. But this year, no ways. You should have remembered that now. He says, Lechule al Mashari, my Erev that I made, everybody else can rely on. Le didach asur, for you can't use it. Look at Rashi over here. Didach asur. Shata also, but he says like this. Le didach asur. Shein da'atu ala mezidin. He says I never had kavona for those who are mezidin va'poshim. Guys who intentionally make an eruv, and those who are poshim. Sheinam charedim le didach hamim. We aren't specific enough in chachamim what chachamim say. And therefore, you out of the picture, I'm not interrupting you. Sorry, but on Yom Tov, Shechadu Erev Shabbos, moving to Brayta, it's like as Yom Tov, on Erev Shabbos, Ein Marvin Lo Erev Tchumim V'lo Erev Chatzayrot. If Yom Tov is Erev, Yom Tov Shechaliot Erev Shabbat, so Ein Marvin Lo Erev Tchumim V'lo Erev Chatzayrot. So Erev Tavshirin, you can do it. That's the whole purpose of Erev Tavshirin. But Erev Tchumim and Erev Chatzayrot, right, to be able to carry from one chatzah to the other and to be able to walk or go out of your distances, those erim you can't do. Look at Rashi. Lo erve chatzahot letaltel machar didire kemetake and dabra. It looks like you're doing tikkun. Right, on the other hand, that was Tanakama. Rebbe Omer, ma'arvin erve chatzah. He said, you can do erve chatzahot, aval lo erve tchum. You can't make a tchum to walk far away. Within the chatzerot yourself, in your own courtyards, then you can make it. Tanakama says you can't do either of them. Rebbe said you can make erev chatzer, you can't make erev tchumin. Why? Bipnei she'ata osro bedavar ha'asur lo. What does it mean, ata osro bedavar she'asur lo? According to Rebbe, on Yontif, there's an issue of erev tchumin, of tchum. It's like the tchum Shabbos, the tchum Yontif. You can't get the tchum on Yontif either. So if you asur today to do something, you can't metaken it today for something tomorrow. You can also regard do what is asur today to do. Erev chatzerot, you're allowed to do today. There's no issur of chatzerot on Yom Tov. You can go from one chatzer to the other. So therefore, you can metaken the erev chatzerot today. But you can't go outside the tchum on Yom Tov. So how can you be metaken a tchum for tomorrow? Look at Rashi over here. Shata osur b'davar osur lo koach yesh b'yadcha le'esor alav. In the chachamim, we've got a koach. Lasor alav mi lasot zorech machar for davar shu asur bo bayom, and that's how you tchum et tchumin. Sheaf bayom tov asur latzeit bina tchum. However, ve'i atal shom ra mutar. But things are mutar. Look at Rashi. Ein koach be'alcha le'esor lo taken macha davar. And therefore, shumutar bo bayom va'asur til chaser ve'isur til tu chaser light bayom tov. You can go from one chaser to the other. See, if you're allowed to go one chaser to the other, then you're allowed to metakeh tomorrow that you can go on Shabbos. But on the on eruv tchumin on yontev is isur eruv tchumin, chamim alayi to make a tikkun for that either. Okay. So now the Gemara says like this: Itmar machloket amoraim Rav Amar halcha katana kama Rav selochet akravim kama kama. As machmir legamer, neither on eruv tchumin neither eruv chaser. Ushmur Amar halcha kerebi. Right, and Shmuel said, "Now look at that, Rebbe, that you can make eruv chatzarot, you just can't make eruv tchumin." So Gemara says, "Baila kashu asli ben midrash." When we alacha kerebi, right, lekula or lechumra. When Shmuel said alacha kerebi, what is he saying? Lekula or lechumra? He's saying it's alacha like Rebbe that you can't make eruv tchumin. Or he's saying alacha like Rebbe that you can make an eruv chatzarot. That was the question. So Gemara says, "Pshita lekula kamar." It's partially was being about lekula. You can make an eruv chatzarot. And what's the proof? Shum the shalach Rabbi Laz Golar, he listened to God to Babel from Eretz Yisrael, and he said like this to them, Lo kashatem shlim v'vado, not like you look guys, you got it wrong. Rabbi Matir v'chachamim Oshrim. You guys say that Rabbi is Matir v'chachamim Oshrim, and Rabbi Oshrim v'chachamim Matirin. So in other words, in Eretz Yisrael, I said to them, in Babel, you got it wrong. So in other words, in Babel, you can see how they're paskin in Babel. In Eretz Yisrael, they're paskin wrong. We can see here how they're paskin in Babel. And in Babel, they're paskin. What's the case? So is it lahalocha? Is it lachum or lekula? So we say toshma. Rav Tachlib Rav Dimi, aval uv dekavat el Shmuel. Says yeah, Rav Dimi, he did like a Rav Shmuel. Va'amar Rav and Rav said like this: Tchilat hora'a dahay tzur Rabbanan nekil kula. This the way that he's passing this tzur Rabbanan and this like young Talmid Chochem is he's passing the kil kula. Look at Rav Rashi over here. I'm Rav Tchilat hora'a v'chulei. Rav Paligalei. Remember, Rav said, and yeah, he wanted to say that this guy, this Rav Tachlifa Barav Dimi, is passing like a Rebbe, he's holding like Shmuel, he's going to kill Kul. So, now, wait a second. Now, let's see what we mean. You want to say that it's Pashut, and he was passing like a Kula, like Rebbe, and therefore Shmuel with the Kula, and he could say, and that's the kill Kula, right? And if you're going to say it was passing the chumras, then Michael Kulika says pashut yer again that Shmuel was passing the kula. Because if he's saying if he was going the chumra and he said that you can't make eruv chatzerot, then what's the kil kula? Where's the mess up? Where's he passing to cause problems? Someone says no, there could be why. Kevin the makalkula by Rabin, right? He's messing it up for the Rabin. Why look Rashi says shochirim metaltim below eruv. Guys end up carrying, they're going to forget and carry at eruv chatzerot, right on Shabbos. This is what the kilku would be. Look at Rashi. If it would be mutar to make an eruv and you didn't allow them to make an eruv, and now you end up, guys are going to forget and think, ah, they had an eruv and they're going to carry that eruv, they're going to be called to be isur. Right? Amar Rav, Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Huna, Halacha, Karebi, Ulesor. So he passed the says, no, bottom line is, what's the halacha? Halacha, right, like Karebi, Isur, right, which is asur to put eruv chatzarot on yontif, right? And the girsa at the end of the day is, of Rabbi Eliezer from Eretz Yisrael. So it says you got the mistake wrong. Rabbi says Asur, but even Rabbi when we sort of yeah, that Rabbi said that you can make Arab Chatzairot, it turns out Allah said you can't make Arab Chatzairot. Okay, that's end of Abiyah. Have a Gemara Chatimah Tova and a good fast everybody, and we'll catch up on Friday.